The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm pretty open about having had different plastic surgeries, like the mommy makeover thing, breast augmentation. And I know that it's still very controversial, right? Oh my God, be happy with your body. And I'm all about that.
Controversial. Have you ever seen how many women are getting these BBLs?
But the thing is, Automatic, they don't want to talk about it. A lot of people don't want to admit it.
They don't want to talk about it. You could tell.
Well, I know, but it's still taboo because women are judged. We're judged if we have a little pancita, or we're judged if we have the surgery to get rid of the pancita. We can't win.
I feel like Automatic, you're talking more about like the voluptuous like IG people or like influencer types.
I don't have those bodies.
And there's like
there's a lot of women that are buying them.
There's
though.
Also like a lot of everyday regular women who have children or family who are looking to get something, and
yes,
maybe they really question like, all right, because it's a big investment. So, like, you know, it's a lot
of... And the downtime.
Mm-hmm.
I took care of Dana. She was out for 2 weeks.
And that's what we're going to talk about right now. The mommy makeover, where the doctor comes and cuts your skin off, tightens things up to make it look somewhat like it did before.
God, beauty is pain.
Oh, it sure is. I talk about the price and recovery time. Let's begin today's episode. It's Monday. If you say it like that, you're happy. Yeah. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm excited because at least
Hold on, Dana. Before we go forward here, we're going to talk about the fact that Dana is on the cover of Radio Ink magazine, which is a big deal. Yes. I mean, how do you feel?
There's so many different feelings. First of all, I'm humbled. I can't believe it. And I think about where I was. I don't talk about my beginnings too often. I'll mention and make little jokes.
Nah,
and things
you don't.
Like
you just
that.
Have the whole speech ready. But go ahead, Dana. It's very humbling.
No, I'm serious. I had everything stacked against me. Everything. Poor, Mexican American, you know, single mom, raised by my grandma. Everything. I got pregnant at 15. Anything and everything you could think that can hold someone down. I did to
you
myself.
Persevered.
I was born into it. Yeah. And I'm still here. And I got a long way to go. But just the fact that I'm here, let me tell you, you can do anything you set your mind to do.
So the other thing I wanted to say is Dana really spilled the beans on this article.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If you ever wonder how Dana and I got together, just go ahead and read that article.
Or how I got into radio.
The interview, it sounds like it's produced by, like, it's a movie, like a screenplay produced by Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, thank you.
All right, dude, it starts off.
I mean, it literally starts off talking about how we met.
Yo, J-Lo, call me, man. I got a movie.
Dude,
you want a box office smash? Cover my life, girl. Let's do it.
It's a great article, though. Congratulations, Dana, and thank you to everybody who made that possible, because I feel it's a representation of the team.
Yes,
which is a representation of the people who support us and listen
Every
to us.
Every person
Me and Anthony even
right
got
now.
Our pictures in there, too.
Yeah, dude, it's so fun, dude.
And you're both way thinner now.
I know, which sucks. I'm like 10 pounds, maybe even 15 pounds
what
lighter.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, my vanity
because
has everything to do with it.
Keeps mentioning it, Anthony. He's so
damn,
disturbed.
Otto, you're so fat. You got me. I got blamed for that now, too, dude. That's whack.
Anyway, thank you to everybody who's listening. I love you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's get fatter then. Lemon meringue pie day. How about that?
Oh, I will get fat on that.
I love lemon meringue pie. All right, and we will wrap it up on National Relaxation Day.
Oh, after you eat a bunch of lemon meringue pie, sit back, read Radio Ink magazine, and get fat. Let's do it together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Fat Club today is about plastic surgery. And I want to open up by saying something. I think that it's a beautiful thing if you are happy with your body. I do. I think that there are a lot of women who are satisfied with whatever after having a baby. And some women, to be honest, I'll be jealous of y'all. You don't have any stretch marks, nothing.
Yo.
It's like you don't even look like you had a baby.
I went like super women.
Yeah. There was one girl I grew up with and she was really, really thin. And then she had a baby. Bruh, everything just got like a little bit more voluptuous.
Oh, you liked it better. Yo. There's those women.
Oh, son.
Well, I'm not one of those women. When I had my first baby, I was 15. So imagine, you know, I had this, you know, little,
you weren't even done growing.
I wasn't even done growing. Yeah. And I just got full of stretch marks. And although I never got really big, like when I get pregnant, for some reason, I don't have a big belly. I just got wide, I guess. Yes. And as I got older and when we had Ava-matic, I told Automatic, I don't really think I want to have any more kids because I've been having babies since I was 15. I would like to explore the idea of a mommy makeover for myself. I don't get naked on a gram. I'm not one of those women that's posting, you know, all, and that's beautiful too. That's not me. This is for me. Because he was like,
I didn't even know what a mommy makeover was.
I like you the way you are. If you decide on any kind of surgical procedure, I think it needs to be about you, not about somebody else, and not about satisfying another person.
With my experience with plastic surgery, it has to be about you. Like, you can't make it about somebody else.
Thank you, Anthony.
At all. Like, if you, and you have to start with wanting a change and be comfortable with the body you already have and wanting to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, so I was uncomfortable with my body and I found a board certified physician. That's number one. You got to find someone who is board certified in plastic surgery because, you know, any doctor can perform these procedures. You don't have to.
Like any doctor?
Any doctor, as long as you're an MD. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You're not looking for cheap. You're looking for the best.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to approach your body like a pepperoni pizza.
No,
you don't
want to.
You don't want the low-end special deal.
No Groupons in this.
No Two for Tuesdays.
Yeah, you don't want the carry-out special. Not at all.
One of the things that I think, and we've talked about this before on the Fat Club, but I don't think I got into it enough because I had so many women asking me questions. When you look on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, these doctors do amazing work, don't get me wrong, but it seems like things are easy. Before and after, and then the women are there, and there's your picture. It is so hard. I only had a mini tummy tuck. I didn't have a lot of skin. See, because what they're doing is they're cutting that excess skin off of your body and tightening it up. Oh my gosh, ask Automatic. He had to take care of me. There were drains.
I feel like I blocked it out because I barely remember it.
I couldn't move.
Oh, wait,
move.
I do remember you had drains in your stomach.
Oh, Otto, I couldn't move.
It was gross.
It was so difficult. I didn't follow the instructions, and I took a bath. I got an infection. It was a mess.
So, let me ask you this question, Dana Cortez. Mm-hmm. If there's a strong, independent woman out there who sings the mantra of, I don't need a person, I don't need a man, would you recommend them getting the surgery if they don't have somebody there to take care of
them? Oh, you need somebody to take
care
of you.
You can't. You're
going
to need somebody. You may not be a man, but you're going to need a mama or somebody.
All right, make sure somebody's there to clean your drains. I don't even know what that means.
Drains and clean your butt. Like, you're gonna need help cleaning.
I forgot. I had to do everything for Dana.
For 2 weeks. And mine was a mini. And I am a.
Dana has a high tolerance for playing. Woo!
This was hard. My body's not perfect for me. I feel good about it.
You got abs now. No, I mean, you had abs before, though.
I did, but they weren't as, like, now they're prominent. I'm a lucky person. When I was pregnant, I didn't get
big. Dana's been blessed with good genetics.
Yeah, and as soon as I have the baby, my stomach is flat, like, you know, and some women go through a lot, Anthony. They get the, because you don't know, you've never been with somebody who had a baby. You can get hernias, you know, you just, your body goes through so much.
I don't know about that, but I've been with plenty of women who have plastic surgery.
Well, most people have.
Remember the first time feeling a fake boob?
Yeah, dude, and fake cake.
Mine are so good, I don't even know. I didn't even know they're fake. That's why I'm saying you better choose a good plastic. So I had to tell him that's fake, baby. Okay, and then finally, if you're looking for price, it can be anywhere from $7,000 to $18,000. It just depends on what city you're in, what state you're in, and the surgeon.
How good the doctor is?
It really is, yeah. But it also varies state to state because, like, if you're in LA, it's going to cost more than if you in, I don't know, Oklahoma because of cost of living. If you want a mommy makeover, any kind of plastic surgery, do it for yourself, not anyone else. And if you'd like to message me and ask me any questions, you're welcome to do so at Dana Cortez on Instagram. The one thing I will tell you is the recovery is not easy, but the results for me, they were worth it. Mm. All right, that's the Fat Club. Be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, Drake got a tattoo of a woman, and it's love. Trust me. I can't wait to talk about this. And of course, I got other stories, too. It's time for the best gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Indeed.com, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
We got Ben Affleck celebrated today, Joe Jonas, Jennifer Lawrence, Chief Keef, and rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle is his birthday today.
We have to start off by saying Nipsey Hussle is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I'm very happy for
Rightfully
him
so.
And his family. Yeah, for real. He deserves it. Long overdue. Now I'm going to move on and talk about something we discussed last week. The Rock was promoting his new movie, DC Super Pets, which, by the way, did pretty well. And he mentioned during that conversation he would like to be the pet of Megan Thee Stallion. Now, she found out about it. Here's her response.
Watching The Rock and, like, how famous he is, yeah, and, like, yeah. how much of a megastar he is, and he want to be my pet, like, period. Like, we made it. We might be a little famous.
Oh, yeah, you're famous, Megan. The Rock wants to be your pet.
I just want to know how her boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine, feels about this. I mean, this is an ongoing thing. She was elated to hear that.
However he feels, he's not going to say a word. That's The Rock.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't
All right. And then Drake got his first face tattoo dedicated to a woman he loves very much, his mama.
Oh.
It's the initials SG. Her name is Sandy Graham. It's these tiny little letters.
I mean, I could get my mom's initials tattooed on my face. Dana, what do you think about that?
She don't even speak Spanish and she'll be por pendejo.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We are going to collectively find out how our week is going, okay? We're going to get our spiritual forecast because it's time for What's Your Sign? Sir Monty's in the building. How you doing, Monty? You good?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Now, of course, we always start out with that personal reading from people who listen to us. Either they call in or they send me voice messages at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, first name, date of birth, no year, then your question. Now, let's go ahead and play today's caller. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
And your first name?
Chuck.
Chuck, give me your date of birth, no year, and then go ahead with your question.
February 15th.
Okay, and your question?
Will my business blow up before the end of the year?
So he's talking about his business. I think he's got a little personal. I don't know if it's, you know, obviously it's his business. How you feel about Chuck's business?
I'm feeling that it is going to be going good. The one thing that I'm picking up the most is his relationship with money. Just like we have a relationship with each other, we also have a relationship with money. And the things we hear as we're growing up in relation to money really have an impact on our life and the way we interact with money. He's really going to be working a lot on his relationship with money and getting out of that poverty mindset. I do feel money is coming his way, and I feel his business is going to slowly begin to pick up more and more. His determination is really going to set him apart. I do feel his business is going to be going good, but at some point, he's not going to feel it's good enough. And I think that those are the parts where he's going to have to work on, his relationship with money.
Okay, that's a big deal. And I love you said the poverty mindset. It's so hard to get away from that. I'm constantly in fear of being poor. No, I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but I work all the time because I'm so afraid of going back there. But I'm removed from that. I don't think I'll ever be poor again, but I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not going to be, but it's so difficult.
You never know what could happen, yeah.
It's hard to break out of the poverty mindset when, you know, you're like myself and still in a poverty situation. you're right, though. Like, your relationship with your money and what you learn growing up is a very, very big thing. And it cut deep to me because I have that same relationship when it comes to having a good time and experiences. And that's something that I have to learn how to budget myself out of.
We should have a financial literacy show. I mean, I make $5 and I want to spend $10. I have a problem. Mm. My relationship with money is off. All right. What about our spiritual forecast for the week? Sir Monty, how's it looking?
It's looking good this week, guys.
Yes!
It's
looking good. You can feel the energy.
The energy is kicking up a lot. And I feel like because the planets are doing something where they're a lot in fire signs. And because they are in fire signs, it gives us a good boost in energy. And it's allowing us to take those leaps of faith that we've been kind of thinking about. That fire is being lit up under us and we're going to go for things. I do feel a lot of initiation is going to be taken this week. Follow your intuition and whatever feels good to you, head towards that way. Yeah. So it's a good week.
Like a moth to a flame. Embrace it. Monty, I knew, I don't know why. I just felt better about it.
We needed
everything.
That positive news.
We did. Thank you. So
don't
much.
Pay the premium for it, though. Whatever it is, you know, save the money. Get the basic package if you can.
If you would like a reading with Sir Monty, you can call us right now, tap in on the phone lines, or send me that voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, first name, date of birth, no year, and your question. And of course, please follow Sir Monty on Instagram at Illis Divinity. You can contact her for a private reading as well. Monty, I love you so much. I can't wait till next Monday. Thank you.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, for 21 and over in food news, we're going to talk about some new White Claw coming to the shelves. Monday is here. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hot and Ready.
Hey, let's start off with Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with a bit of relief at the gas pump. According to gas price checker Gas Buddy, the national average per gallon has finally fallen below $4 at $3.98 a gallon. Jeez.
Dude, I was there at my gas station when it went from, check this out, it went from $4 down to $3.99.
Were you there, Anthony?
On site.
And did you do like a cheer?
I thank God. Oh. On site. I looked up and I was like, thank you. Thank you, dude.
Well, yeah, he has more to do with it than the president.
Come on, man.
So in June, remember that gas was $5.03 per gallon. I know this isn't a lot, but for me, That's groceries. That's, you know, that's part of your rent or whatever.
It was my reason for not going back and visiting family.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, to fill up a full tank was $150 for me.
Oh, so just hopefully it continues to go down. We have 88 days of gas going down. Ooh. Not mad at it. And then finally in food news, 21 and over only, okay? White Claw has launched a new line of beverages called White Claw Hard Seltzer Refresher Lemonade. Four flavors. Oh. We got lemonade limon, lemonade blood orange, lemonade blackberry with a hint of red cherry, and lemonade strawberry with kiwi.
All right. Now, this is going to compete with the Truly's lemonade line.
That's
as
what they're
well,
doing,
too.
Anthony.
Now,
yes.
When it comes for alcohol, I'm a whore for lemonade. like hard lemonade stuff, dude. I love it.
And but you love these seltzers.
I do.
You always have a seltzer in your hand.
I feel bad because we're going to give this idea away for free, but we need to come out with a Latinx line where we just put tahine on the rim of them. And there you have
idea.
A little chamoy.
I wouldn't classify that as Latinx, though.
Well, nobody would. No,
that
not
would be
if you,
Chicano.
Not if you want to sell it. But yeah, you're on the right path there, Anthony.
Automatic, you ever open up hard seltzer around a bunch of Chicanos?
I don't drink that stuff.
Exactly. You're more Chicano.
Yeah, no.
If you're not Latinx. Okay. Anthony A. National Day.
We'll kick it off with National Relaxation Day.
Hey.
There it is. Crack open one of them lemonades and have a good day, y'all. All right. We also got National Leather Craft Day. So shout out to all the leathermen out there.
Well, people that create things with leather. I mean, think about jackets, bags, also.
I knew Dana was going to say bags.
Baseball gloves,
yeah, and my wallet.
Saddles.
There it is.
Your wallet? Yeah.
Wallet. There it is. I don't have no money in it, but shout out to my wallet.
You got more money now. Gas is down.
DJ Automatic, what did the apple say to the pie?
What did the apple say to the pie, Anthony A?
You got some crust in your eye.
Oh. Do I really?
No. It's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Mm-mm-mm. I love lemon meringue pie, but what's your favorite pie, Anthony, eh?
Oh, easy. A free pie.
Free pie?
Yeah, any pie.
Any pie that's free, yeah.
I'm going to have to go chocolate pie with a little dollop of whipped cream on top.
Remember the help?
I need to tell y'all about the terrible, awful lie done to Miss Hilly.
Oh, thanks for ruining
Not
it.
Not that kind of pie.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Inside the Dana Cortez Show today, Dana was going over the mommy makeover and talking about her tummy tuck. So myself, Anthony A, and Sir DJ Automatic got to talking about the daddy makeover.
Whew.
And what cosmetic surgeries we would like to have done to ourselves. That's right. It's very masculine today. I just want to be the two dudes.
One studio.
We're not vain people at all. We're just going to talk about cosmetic surgeries as two grown men. More men need to have this conversation, honestly. And homies, I know what you're thinking. We're going to cut right to it. There's not a lot you can do about your hairline. All right, bud?
Oh,
that's on God's hands.
No! I will say I've been using this oil, the Matthew McConaughey oil. I don't know what it's called exactly because Dana bought it for me, and I feel like it's working.
All right,
I feel like
I didn't have
a bad hairline to start with,
yeah.
But I feel like my hair has gotten thicker and more. It's just more full.
You're looking at me like you want me to tell them that I'm using it too.
Well, you just started.
Oh,
so.
Come on, I am, dude. But I didn't want to put that out there. But God is talking to more homies. You need to get on the offensive when it comes to your hairline.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Do a little hair roller thing.
There's more stuff for us to do than a Tory Lane surgery, the Deion Sanders surgery, or just going bald. A lot of homies just go from zero to bald right away.
And it happens so quickly.
I know. Once you start feeling like you're washing your face longer, that's just, you're like,
Your forehead gets a lot bigger.
It's not natural.
It's time to start paying attention.
But let's get down to some real cosmetic surgeries, all right?
Okay.
And Automatic, I just want to say salute to you, brother, as a man, as a husband, because you took care of your wife after her tummy tuck, which I didn't know.
It's a real deal.
I thought it was like a fast food situation.
No.
In, out, you're good.
No, it was. She wasn't. We weren't at work for 2 weeks because she couldn't be there.
I mean,
they're literally opening your body and then re-putting it back together.
Would you want to have a tummy tuck if it was possible?
No, because I saw how much pain Daniel went through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not. I'm not signing up for that.
You're just gonna do sit-ups and crunches to get rid of that Mazda top.
I don't know. Of course, I would do that part, but then I saw like the cool sculpting kind of thing where they melt away the fat, and I was like, maybe I would try that.
Cold sculpting's good, but like plastic surgery, and here's one thing that we were talking about in the show earlier too, is you can get the surgery done, but you still have to make a lifestyle change.
Oh, for sure.
You can't get the surgery done and then keep eating bad or not working out.
I have a friend who got the cold sculpting done on his midsection.
On the muffin top area?
And it looked good for a minute. But then he kept eating and not working out. And guess what? It came right back.
That six-pack turned into a keg.
Oh!
It will happen.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Of course, I had to ask Sirmati about our spiritual forecast. But you could feel things getting better. You could feel the heaviness, some weird energy that was happening go away, start to dissipate.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of figured she was going to give us a good forecast. Thank you so much, Monty, for that. And if you're someone who would like a psychic reading, you can send me a voice message to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Please begin with your sign, your first name, date of birth, no year, and your question. Who knows? You could be on the radio right here on a podcast. Keep listening.